Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for some extremely local news. And with us this morning, the breaking news editor for Black Club, Kelly Bauer. Kelly, good morning. Let's start by talking about what's going on with the bar and restaurant owners around here. Things are changing almost daily, aren't they?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So we have a story with Mina Bloom talking about how in the Logan Square, Humboldt area, but also all over the city, bar and restaurant owners are starting to come up with their own safety precautions to try to prevent COVID outbreaks, since there haven't been major requirements from the city or state yet.
Right. And I guess people don't want to go back, and yet they want to keep everybody safe and healthy. So it's really a challenging time for those folks, isn't it?
Yeah, they're worried that if there are bad outbreaks, and especially if they're linked to their businesses, then they could face shutdowns again, which would just be devastating for a lot of the smaller independent places that call Chicago home. So they're doing things like requiring people to prove that they're vaccinated or requiring them to wear masks, even though the city and state don't themselves require that yet.
Right. Let's talk about what's going on in Wicker Park. How is that overnight parking ban working?
It's been going great. So on a portion of Milwaukee Avenue, they recently instituted this overnight parking ban because things are just getting so rowdy at night. We had a police sergeant even tell us that somebody had bought a goat to the area, and they were like taking photos with it and having it hop on cars and things like that. But ever since they banned overnight parking on these couple blocks, they've seen things get a lot quieter, a lot less chaotic, and business owners told us that they're really loving it.
Did you say a goat?
Yes. We're trying to find a little more information about that because I was intrigued too. But supposedly this guy brought a goat and people were like taking photos with it as they were partying outside on the sidewalk.
All right. And the Bud Billiken Parade is a big deal every year. This year it's going to be on Saturday, August 14th. What's the news on that?
Yeah, so they're still planning to hold the Bud Billiken Parade. Our Jamie Nesbitt, who covers the Bronzeville area, wrote about the Golden Knights Drill Team, which is an award-winning dance team that hopes to perform at Bud Billiken this year, since they weren't able to last year. But they were struggling to raise the money they needed. They were hoping to get about $5,000, but amazingly, after we wrote about it, people donated, and now they've gotten more than $7,400 and should be able to participate.
Kelly Bauer, blackclubchicago.org for more. And Kelly, congratulations. I saw your picture in Chicago Magazine. They named you Chicago's best watchdog for your reporting work uncovering improper vaccinations at Loretto Hospital. Good going.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was surprising, but very nice.
Have a good day. Thank you, Kelly. Extremely Local News is sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.